Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chief Communications Officer for the Chicago Police Department is on line 7. Are we ready to go, Ashley, with our guest? Anthony Guglielmi is on line 7. Anthony, are you there? This is John Williams.
Hey, John. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for joining us. Just a quick update maybe from you. I have questions about crime in the city and the surrounding area, but how is it for the men and women on the street in Chicago this weekend and today?
You know, John, we haven't seen a major swing in either direction. I mean, we're probably slightly lower in terms of average call volume and crime incidents than a normal weekend. We are expecting that number, given the stay-at-home order, to increase in certain areas. What I mean by that is, obviously, domestic-related calls are likely to increase, but we certainly haven't seen any widespread abuse of the restaurants or stores that are closed. There's been no major burglaries or vandalism. There's been some isolated one-off incidents. There's been zero enforcement activity needed for the stay-at-home order, meaning no arrests or citations. People have been pretty mindful, pretty aware of their surroundings. Just driving around the city this weekend, you saw a lot of social distancing, even folks jogging along the lakefront. So all in all, I think Chicago's responding fairly well to this unfortunate new climate.
Are the number of shootings down or murders down?
We had some frustrating incidents over the weekend, but, you know, certainly lower than what we would see on a given weekend, just looking at the last several. But still not to a level where we could say that violence has necessarily stopped. There have been several non-fatal shootings over the weekend, at least one murder Saturday night. So certainly frustrating for us to see that during this time, just given the amount of risk for everything else that's out there. But again, it hasn't really made a major swing either direction.
Well, that's interesting because I would have guessed otherwise. And I would have guessed that one murder in Chicago over a weekend is a number significantly less than we normally have, isn't it?
Yeah, that was just Saturday night. I think for the weekend we had, well, if you count Friday, all day Friday, we had about three.
Yeah.
From Friday to Sunday, Friday to Monday.
Boy, here, welcome to Chicago if you're new, but that's actually a good number. I mean, if you say Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Chicago, the number's double digits normally, isn't it?
It depends. I mean, certainly in the summer weekend, you'll see double-digit numbers. But for the last several, it's kind of within range of where we've been. Now, I want to stress, too, CPD is not relenting on the enforcement of violent crime. As a matter of fact, on Saturday, we had every single police officer that works in our patrol bureau working. So that means every gun team was staffed, every gang team was staffed. We took a significantly large number of guns off the street this weekend. I'm actually waiting for the final tally, which I'll get probably around noon today. But the reason for that is because officers are questioning individuals about the stay-at-home order during those encounters that could lead to more gun seizures. It could lead to other things, other criminal things that officers find when they're interacting with the public. So we're still doing what we do. The most important thing right now, though, is we have to protect the health and the welfare of the police officers because we've unfortunately started to see several cases of COVID-19 affect the department.
Anthony, Steve Bertrand, does that mean that you're not responding to every call? And I know that's an odd question, but I heard somewhere from some department, I don't know that it was CPD, that they were going to not be responding to every nonviolent call in an effort to protect the health of the police officers.
Not yet. Many, many jurisdictions have done that. As a matter of fact, I'm part of the Major City Chiefs organization. That's all the 70 largest police departments in the country. And many, many jurisdictions are not responding to misdemeanor or nonviolent calls for service. We have not gotten to that point yet in Chicago.
Have you talked about
responding
it?
To...
Have you?
So we have a plan literally that covers, you know, everything from a full scale deployment of days off canceled calling in people from home to how we're going to start responding for calls. So right now, our posture is that we've educated officers on all the tools available if they come across a nonviolent crime. You don't have to solve that with a physical arrest all the time. There are certain crime categories where you could issue misdemeanor summons or a citation, administrative citation. So we're educating officers on the options available to them. And certainly everybody saw what happened late last week, with the state lab's ability to process narcotics. That's going to have an impact on low-level drug offenses, which, quite frankly, we're not really focused on much anyway. We're always looking for that felony or large-scale drug delivery, which we can still test through federal labs, and we can still hold investigations. So it's certainly having an impact on our daily operations, but we're able to find workarounds to continue to do our jobs.
Sounds like your officers broke up a couple of house parties on the west side, at least one of them was, I recall. I can just imagine what that's
like. Yeah, I think
like.
we had a couple Airbnb parties over the weekend. Again, no enforcement, no arrests, no citations, just a friendly knock on the door from a police officer. And for the most part, from what I've read, everybody was compliant and just kind of your routine weekend activity that officers do.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to pass along, Anthony?
No, I just want to echo the fact that we're very, very pleased with what we've seen from Chicagoans. I mean, a lot of police districts are getting donations of cleaning supplies and just support from the community. I think I saw over the weekend that up north we had some pizzas delivered for officers. Yeah. So, you know, this is a very challenging time for all of us, and we really, really appreciate Chicago stepping up and trying to keep CPD healthy and well.
Good to talk to you, Anthony. We'll visit again.
Take care.
Anthony Guglielmi is the Chief Communications Officer for the City of Chicago Police Department.